on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
You know Terry Savage, the money lady, the person that always gives us the savage truth, and the truth about Truth Social has come up on the show earlier today. It really doesn't have much value, does it?
Well, that's where we ended our show last week. The company had just gone public, and I said, like historical manias, going back to tulip bulbs in the 16th century and the dot-com bubble and so forth, what people are willing to pay for something sometimes has no relationship to its intrinsic value. Some might put crypto in that category. And certainly, people who bought the stock when Truth Media stock came out or went did its merger, public merger with Donald Trump a week ago, and sent the stock price soaring to $66 a share, a company worth $8 billion. The last thing I think I said on your show was, but wait, they're losing money. They have no earnings. Mm-hmm. And it came out just Friday or over the weekend or yesterday that they lost $58 million. They only had revenues of $1 million, I think it was, in the fourth quarter. Yeah, less than $1 million in the most recent quarter. Now, look, those who would, I don't indulge in conspiracies, but this one makes a little bit of sense. I don't know if you discussed this earlier. I know I forwarded something to you, Lisa.
Howard Tallman had joined us, and Howard Tallman was talking about that, saying, you know, people bought into it to make a political statement, and they're going to lose their butts when it comes to, you know, the financial end of it.
No doubt about that, but maybe it's a way to funnel money to Donald Trump, even from foreigners foreign companies or foreign anybody. The fact is, if you buy the stock and he owns so much of it, his share of it, his net worth, well, he's lost $1 billion on it, but is still about $4 billion worth of stock he owns. Now, he's locked up for 6 months, unless his board of directors, consisting of his son and some close buddies, says, oh, no, we're going to do away with that six-month lockup where you cannot sell or pledge your shares. But even if he holds it for 6 months, that period expires in September, right before the election. At that point, he could pledge his shares for whatever value they have for a loan and go out and buy a ton of media, even if they gave him a big discount. You know, he could take out a $1 billion loan pretty easily at that point if the stock price is still high. So there's some question about, are people buying this just because they're crazy or they're fans, or are they buying this for some nefarious reason to inflate his wealth and his ability to use the stock to cash in and borrow and fund his campaign maybe?
And you brought up foreign entities. It is because foreign entities.
Anybody can buy a stock, and you don't know who's buying the stock. I mean, if you make a campaign contribution, that's got to be reported. But buying stock, you know, lots of foreign individuals and companies own lots of shares of major U.S. companies. There's no way to track that.
Interesting. Very interesting. I don't think many people looked at it from that angle.
Yeah, just something to think about. Guess what the headline is? For me today, though, not the market was down 500 points at one time, closed down about 400. I haven't heard anybody mention, missed it in the news headlines, gold closed over $2,300 an ounce today, 2301. Oh, that's a big move now. Gold's been lagging 4 years. In 2008, it was in the 800s, okay, when everything else crunched. So gold now over $2,300 an ounce, partly because of what's going on in the Middle East, this very simmering Iran, Iraq, Syria, Israel. I can't keep the whole thing straight. But interestingly enough, while gold reacted and made a new high based on that global tension, crypto was down. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, but crypto was down about $5,000 today. So the fact is, you never can tell what's going to be the real hedge. But gold's had that edge for only 2,000 years. So I'd rather have gold than crypto.
All right. Here comes the Terry questions. How can I return my $4,000 tax refund overpayment? The bank says it's not their mistake. The IRS automated touch tone system acknowledged correct amount was deposited in my bank account. not the $4,000 too much amount.
Woo, I think someone posted that on my blog, and I was busy calling the IRS to answer. First of all, you can open a get into my Treasury. Go to Treasury Direct and find out first where's my refund. But I think what you're going to have to do, since it's hard to get through to them, is file form 911, the help form, for the taxpayer advocate. I wouldn't spend that overpayment of the refund. They'll get around to it, but it will help if you'll report it on form 911.
Okay. Lisa, could you ask Terry about Social Security hashtag hijacked? Second year, my niece told her income tax was filed and refund sent. They went to the IRS office for help, and they had no help for them. I'm guessing she didn't get her refund based on that text.
Okay, is this? I don't see Social Security anywhere, even though that was a headline in the question. You can go to IRS.gov and click on Where's My Refund? That's the place to start. And if you can't find it and it still hasn't come, you can file a form to search your refund or file form 911. That gets you to the taxpayer advocate office.
Another said, should a retiree make any adjustments to a traditional IRA if the market continues to go down? I have chicken money.
If you already have chicken money, it always seems like enough until the market drops. I've mentioned several times I've lived through three bear markets that dropped 50% from top to bottom. So it always seems like you have the right amount of chicken money and the right amount of investments till things start collapsing. So there's an old saying in the stock market, sell down to the sleeping point. Think about it. We're still within a few points of all-time highs. And I don't call the markets, but I do say that you need to be prepared, because if you're older and retired, you just don't, you aren't still buying that $400 a month in your 401k of stocks. When the money goes, it's gone.
Okay. And somebody said Amazon and Tesla lost money for years. Where are they now? I think that's in relation to Truth Social continuing to lose money to the tune of $58 million last year.
You know, we've seen lots of stocks perform very well when the company was losing money and there was a business reason to expect that they were laying the ground for future profits. Tesla stock happens to be down right now because they announced that they had bad deliveries and they're getting a lot of competition from a lower priced Chinese car. So I'm not saying that a company is losing money might not be a good investment if you see the future outlook for it. I'm just saying I don't know what the outlook is for a company that has one product that will expire either in November or 4 years from November. So that's the call option you're buying when you buy that stock.
Thank you so much for joining us, Terry.
Thank you very much, Lisa.